A domain registration is a gift that keeps on giving. For all the geeks in your life, do your shopping at GoDaddy.com. This podcast will give you a special code to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is Punkin.
Goofa, Goofa.
Hello.
Hey, we're back again. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Punky Radio. And I'm very excited this week.
You are?
I am. I'm very excited because you've been working on the compressors.
I have. It's all
That's
compressed
right.
now.
It's a rather technical term. But we're also much more relaxed. We are almost able to look at each other this week.
It's getting there, isn't it?
Because of the way we've set up the mics, which isn't necessarily a good thing.
I've got my camera.
You've got your camera. You know what that means,
Just
don't you?
Remembered.
Finally, the temporary Punky Bunker.
Yes.
Will be seen next week on our website. That's quite cool. Hey, do you know what it is this week, don't you? It's a girl special, Tone. You're going to love it.
Girl, I like girls.
It's chicks from start to finish.
Chicks are great.
And three of them are in bands starting with D, which we've discussed before. We have got a word of the week this week, Tone.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we've got two words of the week and a phrase of the week and a rejected word of the week. That's
wow.
what I meant to say. But we're not going to do the word of the week yet. Hey, I thought we were going to... Do you know, I thought we were going to... kind of sponsor Lord Bishop Rocks. Nothing happened there, did it?
Oh, no.
He never got back to us, did he?
Because he was going on tour.
He was going on tour, and he was going to put Punky Radio on his flyers.
Yeah.
And then we were going to play his stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder if he did put it on his flyers and we just haven't played his stuff. Lord
Whoops.
Bishop Rocks, if you're listening, I'm really sorry that we didn't sort that out. We will play you again. Just get in touch, man. Because he does listen.
Yeah.
Lord Bishop Rocks listens to Punky.
I can't forgot about that.
Because Punky rocks as well.
Yes, we do.
Well, look, we've got loads of stuff to get through, but we're having a photo shoot done, aren't we,
soon? Aren't we?
So,
aren't we, la-di-da?
With the local paper.
Yeah.
So, shall I just play the first song?
Yeah.
I think I should play the first song. Now, this is by Dragster. We have played Dragster a couple of times before.
Yes.
Once again, I haven't written their website down.
Bugger.
But... Do you know their MySpace? Because all the bands this week will be on our MySpace page as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's one of two. Oh, well, maybe it's one of three. Is it myspace.com/dragster? Is that the obvious
no,
one?
No, I don't think it is.
Is it Dragster Suicide?
I think it is, yeah. I think this week it's Tony One, Internet Nil.
Yeah, it's something to do with Dragster Suicide, isn't it?
And this is from their absolutely brilliant album. And Fee is a little honey. She's the Punkskin.
Yes.
Fee is the Punkskin. She's the lead singer with Dragster. And I feel sorry for the rest of the band, because frankly, everybody stares at her. And it's funny, because the rest of the band are all massive. And she's this tiny little nuthouse down the front screaming, who looks a bit like a pocket version of my wife, the proper Mrs. Edwards. But that's another story. Fancy that. You know that advert, the Russian doll advert?
Oh, yeah, yeah, which is getting smaller.
It's like Fee's inside my wife. Now there's an image. right, so this song is from their album, Step Into the Death Ray. It's called Drag Strip Girls with AK-47s, and I believe... She's going to introduce it herself.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, always nice to hear a friendly voice.
This is Drag Strip Girls with AK-47! We'll
They call it drag strip, cause they call it drag strip.
Blimey, O'Reilly. How about that, eh?
I like Dragster. We've gigged with them.
You've gigged with them, and I've been to watch them.
You have.
And this is Mustang Lightning. And I haven't cleaned my teeth today.
Haven't you?
No, I've just realised. I've reached this time of day, and I haven't. I thought, my teeth aren't. Well, that's not right.
Something's not right.
It's all right, Tony. It's not my mouth. You'll be kissing.
Okay. We have been a bit busy today, haven't we?
Separately. Yeah. Well, you have. You've been busy doing something proper.
And you've been
Fucking about. I've just been fucking about all day, basically. Right, cool. Then, we've had loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of comments this week.
Right.
Loads of comments. So, you do Podcast Alley in a minute. I'll do MySpace first. If you'd like to leave a comment for us and you're on MySpace, why not add us? MySpace.com/Punky Radio. It's the easiest way to get in touch with us.
Yes, it is.
You can leave,
and the comments, it can be more or less as long as you want.
Yeah. Up to 2,000 characters, apparently.
Yeah, but let's not try that.
Why you'd want to do more than 2,000 characters is beyond me. Anyway, it's supposed to do top fives, but we've got more of everything this week.
Okay.
The first one's from Dan. It's a beautiful, classic start to a punky show from a listener, from Dan. You fucking wankstones. What the hell is wrong with you? What in the name of Mary fucking Christ made you think that you could post a comment on my MySpace? What the shit-eating Jesus is wrong with you? Thinking I want my friends knowing I listen to your Kid and Blurred podcast. Or why the fuck would I want my friends to listen to your shit? Fuck. Show some fucking respect. Dan, P.S. Love the show. Keep it up. Quit talking about fucking soccer and play more music. Thank you, Danny. Next one. Now, this is part one of two from Home Sweet Homicide.
Right.
Who's new. Well, okay. He's new to us, right? He's nude, yeah. Might not even be a he, to be honest with you. I think it is, though. Yo, dipshits. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, okay.
First post of many from me, the jaded. Just dropping by to tell you I utterly adore you. You make my Wednesday morning bearable. I go to a Catholic school. You have no idea how fulfilling it is to listen to Punky on the way home. Also, amazing to drown out the noise of asshole Kid and Blurred wannabes. Yes, really that low. Crying loudly on my bus. Keep up the good work, you fucking legends. P.S. It's about fucking time we got some decent music on the radio. I'm sick of that whiny shit. Did I read that out last week?
No.
Didn't I? That sounds familiar.
It does, doesn't it? Well, with the amount of abuse.
Yeah. You know. Did I read this one out from Dane as well? Gooper, Tony likes it in the pooper.
No.
No, I didn't. Thanks, Dane. Right, and now for part two of Home Sweet Homicide. This is great, this. I think we need to make Kid and Blurred a word that's part of public speech. You don't get thrown out of the town centre for yelling it then. And I don't think they heard me. That is brilliant, that one. You imagine just walking through town going, Kid and Blurred! And then getting thrown out of the town centre. It's disgusting, emo cops. Right, this one is also a new poster, Tara Jiggity.
Right.
Hey there, Smacktards, long time listener, first time commenter. So how's it been? Fine.
Fine, yeah.
I've got a word of the week for you, you wankers. This isn't it, by the way.
Okay.
But it's not bad.
Is this the rejected one?
This isn't entirely rejected. This is just not the essential word of the week that we will be coming to.
Okay.
Fossil crotch. It's a name for somebody that is so ugly you'd never even think of doing the nasty with them. Sadly, it was a name given to one of my parents... Sadly, it was a name given to one of my parents' co-workers. Oh, well, at least she never found out. Well, anyways, keep up the good work. Always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking, Tara Jiggity. Always looking. That reminds me that I've got to talk briefly about Ham Boy in Always Looking's wedding. Because last week.
Right. Oh, was that only a week ago?
And the last one, interestingly enough, is from The Blowjobs.
Hi.
They're kind of our house band.
They are.
Hey, come listen to our tribute to Scar in the form of Jamaican classic Rudy, A Message to You, originally written and recorded by Dandy Livingston in 1967, then brought back to our attention in 1979 by The Specials, both versions featuring wonderful trombonist Rico Rodriguez. Sadly, Rico was not available for the BJ's version. And I've had a listen to it, and it's very good, but I'm not very happy.
Why?
Because they didn't give us the chance to unveil it.
To premiere it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fuck you, blowjobs, fuck you.
Getting a bit big for themselves now.
I think...
We've created a monster.
I think we might have to drop them from the label. Right, you've got a podcast, Ali, haven't
I
you?
I do. If you haven't voted right. for us so far this month, please do. If you go to punkyradio.com, at the top of the screen, there's a important Please Vote For Us link. Click on that, enter your email address, and a subject and a comment, if you so wish. We read out the top six. I've not kept track of where we are. I think we're probably second again in music and radio, aren't we?
Yeah, we're 22nd or 23rd, and
overall.
And we're second in music, and we've got about 82 votes, I think.
Well, that's quite good.
That's not really an about, is it? That is actually a figure.
Yeah,
we currently, as we're making the show, got 82 votes.
Brilliant.
So, well done, everyone.
Well
Thank
done,
you
everyone.
For voting.
If you haven't voted, please do.
Yeah, please do.
Please do. Okay.
Please
the greatest
do.
Show on earth. Please or at least do. From inside a tree. That's some Jeff Ugly Shoes.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's been a while.
This is the greatest show in a tree.
It's made of wood.
Touch wood.
The new sound.
It is.
The last two shows have been great. The levels are fine, and you both sound so relaxed that you actually seem to enjoy roughing it.
Oh!
Ah! Christ
Sorry,
almighty.
I was just trying to be clever then.
I think I just died.
I was trying to be clever. It backfired.
That's what dying feels like. Much better than in the studio when you sound like you had a couple of pencils stuffed up your arses. Keep it up, Stefan C.
Thank you, Stefan C. I notice he never gives Total Talk Nonsense any fucking abuse.
No.
Anyway, thank you, Stefan.
Maybe the compressor, now we've got the compressor on, maybe we're all going to sound like pencils stuffed up on it.
I'll Skype him if I don't fuck it
Skype
first.
Skype him. Brilliant.
I'll fuck it first.
I want a copy of their dictionary, and that's it, from McMister.
Well, there's an
McMister
easy...
J.
There's an easy way to do that, McMister J.
Go to punkyradio.com.
Punkyradio.com, and click on Swear Esperanto.
Swear Esperanto. I have to vote for you, or Jeff Uglishu said he would kick my ass.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
From KY Jelly.
That's
brilliant.
They're a band. They're a band,
Are
Kentucky
they?
Jelly, yeah, and I think they're going to send us something at some point. I can't remember whether I asked them or not. Might have done, might not.
Fair enough. Podcast Ali doesn't give you room to say shit. Look for you, Cox.
Whereas this show does.
Yeah. Podcast Ali just cut off the end of my comment, so I'm voting again so I can finish. So here we go. Anyone reading this deserves to get poked in the eye with a berserker.
Berserker.
From Dane Wilson.
A mighty berserker.
And I'm guessing I probably should have read this the other way around, shouldn't I?
Oh, no. Why? Did you read it from the bottom up?
I read it from top down.
No, that's fine. That's fine. It's cool.
Because his first comment is now coming next.
Excellent.
Brilliant. Your show is the queen on my cock.
Is it?
You guys are 22. That makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, I think that's number 22 in the chart.
Yes.
No, I'm not actually 22.
No.
I know I look it.
I am nearly. Kind of.
What, in dog years?
Yeah. It seems the appropriate way to count. The podcast in front of you are just a bunch of shit that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, he's right.
He's not wrong. Is it the video game one?
I think he means all of them.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's basically saying everything above us is rubbish.
He's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong. Yeah. It's all rubbish.
But you guys, you have a cause, and that's uniting fans and bands across the lands. Anyone that is reading this and hasn't voted is a wanker.
Yes,
and
they are.
And they get cut off. That's some Beta 98, which I assume is Dane Wilson.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We read out some of Dane's on... Dane's popular this week,
isn't he?
Well done, Dane. Right, next
song.
We said
get involved, and he did it. I've got one last comment.
Oh, sorry.
Which he does. Fuck yeah. Wisconsin owns Punky Radio.
No, it says Pones.
And it's got it with a P, the
no,
Pones.
No, it said Pones, Wisconsin Pones. That's why
is
I included
it. Pronounced Pones as well?
Pones, yeah. It's pronounced Pones.
And that's some wicked radio.
Yeah, that's from the Goat Herder.
Yes.
Long time ago in the pale link goat herder. We should have entered that. We should have entered How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria.
Really?
Yeah, we'd have walked it. I actually entered the Young Musician of the Year last year.
Did
he was furious.
Never called.
Right, song two.
Yes.
And it isn't song two by Blur.
Oh,
it's actually by The Duel.
Oh, cool.
And I met the lead singer of The Duel, Tara, when I went to see Dragster. So that's a nice little linkette, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this is from their fabulous album, Let's Finish What We Started. It's brilliant, this album. Obviously, we want you to buy everything that we play. Now, The Duel have got MySpace, which will be on our top thingamabob. But Tony... I don't want the Jewel's website. I want the record company and promotional firm's website, please.
And what is they called?
I don't really want to tell you.
Right.
Because that will give it away quite a lot. Okay.
Right, is it called Cameron Town Records or something like that?
No, it's called, like, the label stroke promotional firm are called Fruck, or FFRUK, Fruck.
Is it FFRUK.com?
Yeah, I'm a bit kind of like that. It's 1-0, fuck it.
I didn't even know what, okay.
No, it's not 1-0, it's 2-0.
Oh, yeah?
2-0, man. Fucking hell. Tony, tear down.
Uh-huh.
Tear down those walls. And yeah. I've actually remembered to switch it off. Hey.
We'll be on form this week.
I love the Jewel. I think they're fantastic. I think everybody should like them forever.
We played Cameron Town, wasn't it, before?
We've played NME.
Right, yeah.
And, yeah, we played Cameron Town, don't we, as well?
Yeah.
I think. But that one, I really like that one. And the track that's the one after that, we're going to play in a few weeks' time, called Nothing to Lose. Because it's got loads of swearing in it.
Nice.
And I like that.
Swearing is funny.
Yeah, and this is Mike Roscope.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to try and name check them all.
Oh, yeah.
All this that fucking prick Poco.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
And his stupid leather girlfriend. Right. If you have anything a bit more involved that you'd like to get through to us, I strongly recommend that you send me an email. PaulieB@punkyradio.com, or if you'd like to speak to Tony, and one or two of you do, can't think why,
no.
Tony@punkyradio.com. There we go. And once again, I think I've just got the 5 this week, have I? No, I've got 4. So that makes up for the extra comments on the other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first one is from Dane Wilson.
Oh, hello.
Long time no hear from.
Dane's really putting himself about this week. He says, hey, Paul, got a phrase for you. Well, it's kind of a word. Oh, fuck, doesn't matter. Anyway, it's monkey fucking. This is when you have a cigarette and have no lighter, so you light it off the cherry of another cigarette. Or what Tony does when he goes to the zoo. Anyway, great show. Mm. Right after I send this, I'm going to vote for you. So he must have just basically gone through every process, our Dane.
Nice.
Thank you, Dane, but I'm afraid the whole point of the swear Esperanto, the Punky Dictionary, is that we are really trying to cut out the swearing a bit.
Alternatives that you can use.
And monkey fucking doesn't really fit that very well.
No.
But thank you, though, and I did explain that to him via email. I do respond to most of your emails, unless I think you're a complete idiot.
Yeah. No, I think I respond to most of them as well.
If I just think it's a load of cock knockery, I don't bother. Right, then. Here goes it. Now, we've got a right one for you. Knob Hammock. This is from Phil B. and Brad Slater from Cass. But I don't know what Cass is. Knob hammock, as in a term that can be used to describe one's underwear. For example, I think I've just soiled my knob hammock. Keep up the good work, you shittiots. Phil B and Brad. Now, the thing is, yeah, look, do you watch Friends? You watch Friends?
Yeah.
Phoebe, when she wanted to change her name, changed her name to Princess Consuela Banana Hammock,
banana
didn't
hammock,
she?
Yeah.
So Banana Hammock's already in, and that would be better for Swiss Brento.
Wasn't that like a Speedo or something?
The knob hammock, yeah. It's a banana hammock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, so so sorry, Phil, but we are not only are we rejecting monkey fucking, but we're rejecting knob hammock as well.
Punky rejects monkey fucking.
Yeah,
get that on a t-shirt.
Who'd have thought? A great idea. We'll talk about t-shirts shortly. Hello,
hi.
This is from Laura Ashley.
Oh,
we
yes.
like hearing from Laura Ashley.
Always nice to hear from the famous people.
Yeah, with she makes such lovely pattern dresses.
Yeah.
Thank you for keeping me sane today on my way and during a picnic my mum's boss was having. I swear it was Redneck Central. I saw one man passing around a jar of what I thought was tea, but then the smell hit me from about 5 feet away. It was homemade whiskey. Crazy rednecks. Sounds pretty good to me. They're worse than the emo kids. Unlike the emo kids, if you yell anything derogatory at them, they will whip out the gun they have in the back of their truck. They won't hesitate to shoot you either. Anyway, I just wanted to thank the both of you for making the show and keeping me entertained at the picnic. Wow, I made it to this point without swearing. Fuck! Okay, I feel better now. Cheers, Laura Ashley.
Thanks.
And the last one is from Fatboy.
Okay.
A up, you degenerate. Shame you couldn't make it last week. We were supposed to go and meet this fella in the forest, weren't we?
Oh.
Completely. We couldn't make it across the
Invites
river.
Invites to the forest. Yeah.
Shame you couldn't make it last week. Never mind. Always next time, and we're always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking.
Always looking for men in the
always
forest.
Looking.
What?
Word of the week. Try toppy.
Toppy.
I say
try toppy.
You say tuppy.
Toppy.
T-U-P-P-Y. Toppy.
Toppy.
Right? Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the word of the week.
Okay.
Word of the week. Try toppy.
Toppy.
I'll say it like he probably says it. Try toppy. Which equates to cunt. And which... and was created by my mate Keat, who I'm sure has turrets. I think he means Tourette's, bless him.
Turrets. He's a castle.
My mate Keat, who is a castle. So that he could still use it round me four-year-old daughter. Most commonly heard is, well, you cheeky little tuppy. Right, best go catch up on the rest of me mail. Cheers, fat boy. Now then, I'm not really happy about this tone. I like tuppy. I'm just not convinced about, I'm not actually that happy about the fact that fat boy's mate Keat walks up to his four-year-old daughter and calls her a little cunt. I think that's a bit harsh.
Right. Yeah.
T-shirts, Tone. Can you briefly mention t-shirts for me, please?
Yep. So,
and please try and speak during this t-shirt spiel.
Sorry about that last week. If you go to our website, punkyradio.com, and click on store on the left, you will find the Punky Radio t-shirt store. Now, we've got about four or five designs on there currently. We've got a couple of pink ones and the tight white one and the black version of each. And we've kind of retired the Wankstein one today.
Yeah, but it's now going to have to stay next week,
isn't it? We messed up, haven't we?
Yeah,
because
we
was looking last week and think everyone was ordering them. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you for the orders.
But they were ordering only in black. And then we should have been always looking for that.
Hold on. We didn't, always looking.
We didn't do the other versions of them.
We need the ladies fitted t-shirts.
Yeah.
Because we want them to have our big wank on their tits.
Wank on their tits.
Everyone to wank on their tits.
So we're extending that another week and hopefully by the time you hear this.
It's on for one more week.
We are
sorry about
it.
So girls, if you'd like me and Tony to wank on your tits, simply go to cafepress.com.
/ Punky Radio.
Or just go to punkyradio.com and hit store.
If you're on a MySpace page, there's also an advert on there. Just click on that and it'll take you straight to the store. Yeah,
because we are shameless.
Too right.
Right, next song, I think we're kind of racing through this a bit, but I don't mind. It's good. It's nice to do a quick one.
Always.
Yeah, well, because we've got quite a lot of stories in the last bit, haven't we? We've got bits and bobs to tell.
Yeah.
So, third track is by Devilish Presley.
All right,
it's another band starting with D. Now, this hasn't technically got a female singer, but Devilish Presley are a duo, a double act.
Mm-hmm.
a band that couldn't find any more mates.
Right.
They were a bit like the Everly Brothers of goth, I like to see them
nice.
As. But the lady in the band, yes. Jackie Vixen, is absolutely great. Great fun. And the gentleman in the band, Johnny Navarro, is a right fucking turn. They are cards. They're really, really funny. In fact, they actually went up to Mick from Project at a gig in London and said, "Hey, aren't you the voice of Mansfield Carpet?" Excellent. Right, and they've got a fantastic album out as well that's called Memphisto. And the thing is, Tony, can you get... It's Tony 2, Internet Nil.
Right.
Can you make it a hat-trick? Mm-hmm. What is Devilish Presley's website?
Is it devilishpresley.co.uk?
No, it's devilishpresley.com.
Oh,
yes! Me and the internet fight back.
Fair enough.
Yeah, very close, man, but I'm afraid no cigar.
No, that's fair.
Not even in a Bill Clinton way. And, I can't remember whether we've played this song before or not.
Right, we've played...
We've played a couple of Devilish Presley tracks. I don't think so we've played
We used to play
one.
Them on the other radio show than we used to do, R.I.P.
Do you think you could turn down my beds, please?
Okay, hang on.
You chambermaid.
Oh, there it is.
You chambermaid.
Chambermaid.
Yes, turn down my bed. You see what I've done there?
God, you pushed what?
This is Billy Rattlestick, you fucknut. What sort of cock knocker are you, tupper? I do like the way they do that. That is Billy Rattlestick by Devilish Presley. And nice. This is the Planet Smashers.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
From Canada.
Look at me being all like prop DJ.
I know.
Who could sack me?
And it's all from memory.
I don't know.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Hey, right. I'm just going to run through a little bit of order of business. This little thing I've got here.
Order.
Oh, we've got a poetry corner as well. Completely forgot about that. Just to check if there's anything we've left out, because I am so ignorant, as you know. I did accuse on last week's show. I said that Miss Peter, do you remember Miss Peter? I said, oh, Miss Peter, that's so nice of you. And then I said that she did a show called Unharshed Mellow.
Yeah,
but she doesn't.
Oh,
she's involved with a show called Music Nerve, and it's musicnerve.com. Okay. And they're running against us in the podcast peer awards.
I saw that.
And I thought, well, there goes any chance of a vote.
Shit.
I'm so sorry, Miss Peter, and the very best of luck in the competition.
We've now got our badge, haven't we? Our finalist badge on the
site.
We have
got our finalist badge on the site now. Oh. And my agent is sending out the press release to all the British Nationals and music papers this week.
Yeah.
So hopefully we're going to get in a couple of magazines about
we've
it as
got
well.
A photo shoot in a bit.
Mr. Peevely.
What, eh?
There's a magazine called Devolution that we've mentioned before.
Yeah.
And in their summer issue, I think it was last month, they had a free CD that they brought out on it, and it was all upbeat, ska and punk for summer.
Okay.
And one of my songs.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one?
So, the punk hymn.
Right,
the punk hymn, the one about penguins. Yeah. And, we're going to get them to send us a copy of the thing, the magazine, we're going to review it on the show.
Cool.
Because they've also, they've ordered a couple of, the girl who got in touch with me in the first place about it, and I sent them the CD off, she's actually taken a couple of orders of my CD from people at work and that, who said they thought my song was the best one on the entire compilation. They're easily pleased.
Nice.
There are still a few copies of my CD available. If you would like one, the easiest thing to do is to go to lastminutecomedy.com. And on the front page, as you get on it, there's a little bit about the CD. And I might play another track of it sometime. Well, we're supposed to be doing this self-publicity thing, but if you ever get your...
As soon as the alcohol album happens.
And as soon as you do, I've got some Kangaroo Court stuff to play as well. From Total Talk Nonsense, our favourite podcast. And Point 22, who we played last week, I didn't have their website, did I?
Didn't we... Point22.com,
wasn't it? It's Point22.com, but I don't think... I think we just took a punt on that.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right,
but it is point22.com. POINT22.com. And they sent us an email saying, thank you very much for playing that track, but there were faster ones on the album. Why didn't I play those? And I said, well, the faster ones weren't called Fuck No Techno.
We can't not play a song
How can we
fuck
not
play
that?
Techno?
Yeah.
Aww.
So, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Have you got a twat?
I do, sir.
Very good.
Okay. Here it is. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Thank you all for the onslaught of Is It Twats I received this week. All much appreciated, and at the moment, all will be used. Thank you, especially. thank you to Bear for this week's Is It Twat.
Oh, no.
Yes, but it's a different one. It's a very somber
Is
a twat.
It's a different one.
And I felt this really needed reading out as soon
somber?
As possible.
Is this the right show for somber?
I don't know.
Don't we want cry baby emo kiss for the cry baby emo kiss with the cry baby emo with the cry baby emo kiss with the cry baby emo. Now we're going to play a song. With the cry baby emo kids are sure we should be doing the somber stuff like that, really, because it's a somber like that.
Okay, here it goes. Okay, I know it's a very unusual way to remember someone, but I'd like to nominate my dear friend
Tony. Hold on 1 second.
Yes.
Have we pointed out that I've edited this?
No, this isn't the one you've edited.
This isn't the one I edited.
No.
Right.
The first this last week was very, very long.
Oh yeah.
And you edited
it's been
it for
edited
me.
And it will be on in the future.
But this came after it, and I thought this really needed to be read out.
Shut up, Paul.
Okay. So yeah. It's very unusual to remember someone, but I'd like to nominate my dear friend Matt as an Is A Twat. I found out tonight that he died in a minibus accident in Canada. The dippy sod.
Yeah, that's quite daft.
Yeah. In my heart and mind, he will always be the guy that used to outdo all of us on crazy by going beyond plain wacky to just disturbing. From eating things off the floor to, well, even this show has its limits. He
He was a dear friend.
No, it doesn't. Information bear.
He was a dear friend who I missed already just due to the fact that he's been away so long. But now he's gone forever to join Paul's Rabbits and Pierce Brosnan's career. And he would want nothing greater than for a pint to be raised to him and the honour of being an is a twat.
We
because
will raise
he always
a pint
was.
To him,
good night, mate. Happens. That's from Steve Bear.
That's from Steve. All right.
So, I don't really know where he's from. I assume it'd be Matt.
West Country somewhere.
From the West Country somewhere.
Is a twat.
Thank you for that one, Bear.
R.I.P. Matt. Who says Punky and Bear can't be sensitive.
Yeah, see? We can
I
do
might
that.
As well do Poetry Corner seeing as we're here then.
Yes.
And we're on an emo theme. If you have a poem that you would like to send in, that you would like to donate, simply send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. Now, I actually forgot we'd got this until just now, didn't I?
Yeah.
And then you said, hang on, it's on your computer, mate.
This came through to me, but I forwarded it to you.
That's right, yeah.
That's why.
Do not send your poems to tony@punkyradio.com. That's just going to lead to confusion. This one's from Ruby Soho.
Yes, that's all we know, isn't it?
Nice fella.
Yeah.
Whilst I was walking home today, I doth fell on my face, for 'twas some emo in my way. Wrong time, mate, wrong place. I had slipped and fell, it seems, a pool of this idiot's tears, for he just lay there crying, pouring out his fears. Well, I sighed, that's it for him and his stupid faggy hair. I kicked him in the testicles, now where to go from there? I could continue walking and miss my greatest chance to show the world what happens when you dress like a total nonce. So that was it, I thought, and grabbed my punky gun. Shot the asshole in the foot so he wasn't going to run. I took my knife and cut his hair so I could see his face. And then I set about rearranging it, give it a whole new base. Shit, he won't stop crying, I really hate that noise. So then I shot him in the throat, embraced life's greatest joys. 'Twas then I kept on walking, left behind that tool. Was not too late, I thank the Lord, to catch the bus to school. What a great poem! That is brilliant, that is going straight on Poetry Corner on the website.
Yeah.
Punkyradio.com. If you've got a poem, please do send them in. I like reading them out.
Yeah.
Really?
It's nice. A little bit of culture.
A little bit of culture. My God, we've been sombre and cultural. Berserker! Clumjaster! Tony, I'm going to get straight on with song four. This is insane.
It's got some swearing in it.
I don't think it has.
Oh, dear me.
But it's got a great title. And
okay.
The reason that I've chosen this is it's a girl special.
Yes.
And Zombina and the Skeletons, again, we've met Zombina, or I have.
Yeah,
she's a lovely, lovely girl. The band are fantastic. They've been having drummer trouble all year. I think they finally got that sorted out now. They're going to have a new album out in the new year. And the song we're going to play by them is called I Was a Human Bomb for the FBI.
Right.
And the reason that we're playing it is not because of the current situation in the Middle East,
uh-huh.
but because there's a new series of spooks, and I fucking love it. It was great last night. It was part one of a two-parter, and tonight's the second part. And guess what, Tony?
What?
I'll be watching it.
Right.
Oh, yes.
You didn't used to clash with that radio show, but...
It used to clash with the radio show. I used to have to watch it on BBC Three at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Christ.
But now...
Thanks to the wonders of being sacked.
Thanks to the wonders. I would like to thank my former boss for sacking me just so I can watch Spooks.
Yeah,
it's fucking
right.
Great. Have someone else stay out till midnight, cunts. Right. You tupper.
Tupper.
He's a blinking tupper. You're blinking tupper. Oh, Tony. Tony, can you turn music down a second?
How's that?
Oh, you blinking tupper. Right, so, you can turn it back up now. I just wanted to say, I thought, that's a sound file for Total Talk Nonsense. In fact, just so we have now telegraphed this, Total Talk Nonsense, our favourite podcast. I'd like this to be a sound file, please, Tony.
Oh, you blinking tupper.
All right, this is Zombina and the Skeletons. I Was a Human Bomb for the FBI. Tony, what is their website?
Is it Zombina.com?
It is Zombina.com. It's Tony 3, Internet 1. Let's have it.
Okay.
All set?
Aye.
This is great.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Nice.
It's really nice, isn't it? It's a really, really good song. Whole lot of liberty, whole lot of liberty.
They've got a brand here, haven't they?
Zombino and the Skeletones. Yeah, they played Junction 7. They supported Frankenstein. And it was brilliant. And they played at the Mill.
Yeah.
I booked it for the Mill, in fact.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew I'd forgotten something. Yeah. Yeah. I paid them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And this is Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers.
Nice.
How nicely said by me. You fucking tupper, blinking tupper. Oh, you're blinking tupper. So, Tone.
Yes, sir.
At the weekend, I mainly did Reading Jonglers Friday, Saturday. Friday wasn't that good. Saturday was great. But on the Friday night, I went to my mate Steve's pub.
Yeah.
Where you do occasionally have a late one there. One does acquire a late one. Or, as my mate Limburn calls it, you hang one on when you go to Steve's.
You hang one on?
You hang one on. Yeah, Limburn says, say, mate, did you stay out late last night? He goes, no, I didn't feel like hanging one on. I really didn't. So, basically, you hang one on if you stay out after hours and keep drinking. And Steve, every time I stay at Steve's pub, it seems to be just... Basically, I only phoned him up on a Thursday night. I said, Steve, is it all right if I stay on Friday? He said, fucking hell, man, you could smell a party. I went, what? He said, we're having a staff party. They've done really well. We've got 400 quid's worth of booze or something. Oh, fucking nice one.
400 quid?
Yeah, 400 quid's worth of booze for the staff. So, 17 staff and me got stuck in, basically. Brilliant. Brilliant. And the very best of luck to Rowan, or Roanne, or I can't remember how to say your name, girl, but she went to the University of Kent on Saturday. She hung one on and then went to university. That is so impressive. That I'm afraid, I spoke to her for quite a while and I can't really remember anything that I said to her.
Oh, I hate that happens.
And I can't remember how to say her name.
Right.
Other than that, I did quite well. I also learned some Polish.
Yes?
Yep.
What did you learn?
Sznurówka. Sznurówka.
Okay.
That's laces.
Right, handy.
Szarówka. Light bulb. Don't want to get those mixed up. No, sir. That's all right. If there's ever a light bulb and laces crisis in Poland, I'm your man. And also, because we're going to Gdańsk, bless you, in a few weeks' time. Me and the Prophet Edwards.
Yeah, not me.
And Pino and Simona, who we haven't spoken about much. And Steve and Agnieszka, who is Polish.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol and Nigel. Nigel.
Yes, oh yes.
Does it. Well, he has more pant trouble than I do.
See, I keep thinking, as people will know, but no, they won't. Podcast.
The podcast never happened, did it?
No, it didn't happen, did it?
No. Although Scott from TTN's heard it.
Yes.
Yeah. I was talking to someone about the fact that I would be going to Poland, and they said, why are you going to Poland, Paul? I said, it's an exchange programme. They said, what? I said, we've let a million in, and I'm going over there. Because the million of them should nearly be able to cope with not only my ego, but my mighty berserker! Or we might just be going for the weekend for a cultural exchange.
Yeah.
What was the story? Was I going to tell you a story?
You can tell me a story from when you used to work...
Oh, yeah. I used to drive a van. I drove a 3.5-ton flatbed lorry. Now, for about a year, and it was in the late 90s, and it was because, basically, me and Kerry weren't earning enough money for the lifestyle we used to live.
Yeah.
So, rather than cut back, I got another job. So, I started driving this fucking lorry around. But the thing was, I worked in the warehouse as well. And there were two old fellas downstairs in the warehouse, Mick and Les, and me. And then upstairs was all the posh people, including some young dolly birds on the desk, kind of receptionists and that, right?
I like those.
And they were upstairs in this... Yeah, you like them, but it doesn't necessarily work the other way, does it?
No.
And we had a mouse problem, right? There was some kind of rodent infestation in said warehouse. So Mick had gone out and got these little rat poison traps. They're basically inhumane death traps, right? And they're particularly good because because obviously they're designed for rats, so a mouse is going to take a super dose.
Mm.
But then they don't kill them straight away. They kill them a few minutes after they've had this stuff, this poison.
Right.
They come out, they run around, they think they're all right, and then they just die, we thought, right?
Okay.
Well, they put these traps down and fucking nothing's happened. And you're coming in every day and boxes have been chewed up. But where's this fucking mice?
Yeah.
And then I was cutting this tape on this massive lathe thing. And me and Mick and Les were there. And Les just goes, boys, look. And we looked across past the lathe into the main body of the warehouse. and there was this mouse, and it just ran across the floor, got halfway across, went, flipped up over on its back, and died horribly. It was fucking great, right? Before I had time to even think about it, Mick picks up a broom, legs it in, goes, four, and just blasts this mouse into the middle racking of one of the warehouse racks.
Right.
So it's about 4 or 5 feet up, right, in with the staplers and the sellotape.
Right.
We think no more of it, right? A few days later, one of the office dollies from upstairs comes down because she needs to get some sellotape.
Yeah.
Where's the sellotape? Oh, it's down there, love. Goes down there, and we just hear this, ah! Oh, my God! It's a dead mouse! And we just left this mouse in the fucking thing, just completely forgotten about it. Decomposed mouse. It had, like, fly lava coming out of his eyes.
Oh.
And, and she was going, no! Just ran back upstairs crying. And Les just looked around and went, posh cunt. He should have said posh tupper. Yeah.
There was something else
that I was going to say. Oh yeah. Now I don't like to get involved in politics as much as Total Talk Nonsense do.
Right. I don't even understand politics.
And we've hardly mentioned our other favourite podcast, Air Out My Shorts, this week.
Okay. Nope. Yep.
But they were short of stories last week.
Right.
Because they've been saying to everyone that they've got way too many stories. So everyone stopped sending them stories because they read out a short story each week of 800 words or less. Mm-hmm. So I thought, fuck it, I'll send them another story. So I wrote them another story because I had one on before. But I bet about fucking 100 people did.
Yeah.
And they'll have another backlog again now. See, whereas with Poetry Corner, we just get one a week.
Yeah.
About. Oh, they get stories all the time. Anyway, I'm not really into politics that much, but I was watching TV the other day, and then I read an article about the same. The situation in Sudan, Tony, is absolutely disgusting. The military regime there are just, it's nothing short of genocide in Darfur, the region to the west of Sudan. They're just going in there and just indiscriminately just flattening fucking villages and murdering women and children, and it's disgusting. And no one, right, the UN are powerless to do anything about it. Mm. No one in the Western world seems to be doing anything about it at all because there's no fucking oil there, so don't give a shit.
Yeah.
The only people that are doing anything about it at all are neighbouring Chad. And they're sticking their fingers over the border going, what, no democratic government? Get in! I'm a happy boy. Oh, right, Tone, can you just do that thing you do, whatever you do,
that
when
thing
you
do
it at the end, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I just mentioned the websites. Don't forget, punkyradio.com for our T-shirts, and you can find the gallery on there, which has photos on there. Hopefully this week we should be doing the Punky Punker shots, which will be on there. Don't quite know what will they feature yet, but we're going to take a bit of a photo shoot after we record this podcast and see how it goes. Yeah. Links to all the bands will be on there, and don't forget the Sway Esperanto pages. Learn some new words, impress your friends. Is that the gallery music?
Yeah, because you said
nice.
The gallery.
Yeah, but is it pod safe? You see, I get the video version, the visual version of that. Much funnier.
Yeah, I've hurt my hands clapping.
Yeah.
Monkeys clapping.
You hit the tree.
Kids were snarkling.
Oh, shit, I've got my camera right there.
Kids were snarkling. All right, Tone, last song.
Yes, sir.
Bridget Hanley. We love Bridget Hanley.
Oh, yeah.
And Bridget Hanley loves us.
Oh,
Bridget
nice
Hanley's from Australia.
Fit drummer.
You fancy Bridget Hanley's drummer, don't you?
Yes.
I think I told Bridget Hanley that you fancied her. So that she sent us a CD. But now you're saying you fancy a drummer, so we'll probably get some sticks through the post, which we can use in our tree for the wood and that. Right, listen, Tony.
Since you've just broken a branch.
Yeah, I think I've broken my fucking wrist.
Surprised.
And it's me wanking wrist as well.
Too much.
I'm gutted. Bridget Hanley, what is the website?
It's just bridgethanley.com, isn't it?
It is. It's Tony Four.
Yes!
Internet One. It's an unassailable lead.
Hold on!
Well done, you.
Thank you.
They're fantastic. They're on our MySpace, etc., etc. This is Pesticide.
Your love is like side. Your words are like cyanide. Love me, hate me, you can't decide. When it comes to love, you're an evil host. Serve me up a lethal dose. Right between the lines of your face, your toxic waste. I'm my space. I'm all caught up in your deceit. Waiting for me to admit defeat. Tangled in your net of regret. I'm stuck now, forever in your debt. I'm caught up in your deceit. Waiting for me to admit defeat. Tangled in your net of regret. I'm stuck now, forever in your debt. Forever in your debt. Forever in your debt. Your love's like a suicide, cyanide, suicide. Your love's like a suicide.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's very, very good. It's been a great show this week. Fantastic show this week. But as you said, there's all the songs this week, they're quite long.
Yeah.
By our standards, they're quite long.
It's 4.5 minute average.
It's all girls, isn't it? They can't do anything quickly.
but just to reiterate,
they could take
I
a
do
leaf.
Like girls.
They could take a leaf out of our book, mate, I tell you.
Get it quick and over with.
They could take a leaf out of our book. So, that's about it. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Punky. I've had a great time.
Yes.
I've hurt my palms. I've scraped most of the hair off them. So, listen, buy a T-shirt, particularly if you want a wank stain one and you're a girl.
Yep.
And don't forget, if you do buy a T-shirt, we want you to take a photo of you wearing it. Also, new feature this week, T-shirt spotting. If you see someone in a Punky T-shirt, email paulieb@punkyradio.com and tell us where you saw them.
Cool.
Sounds like a deal, doesn't it?
And again, take a picture of it.
Take a photo of it. We'll stick it on the website.
Surely everyone's got a cam now with a mobile phone.
Also, if you are on iTunes, and this is really important, if you're on iTunes, could you please do a review of Punky?
Yes, it's been a few weeks, hasn't it?
Obviously, we don't want anything less than 5 stars. Obviously.
Why would you?
I've found out one of the ways that you stay featured on iTunes is with the number of views that comes in and that sort of thing. If it's interesting in that, they're more likely to keep it there.
Right.
So we do need your help. If you are on iTunes, just write Punky's great and give us 5 stars or something. No pressure. In fact, why don't we find out how many people can write Punky's great and give us 5 stars, and we'll read out the names of them next week.
Yeah,
how about
it.
That's
there's
the deal.
Just Punk
all
is
you
great.
Have to do, Punky's great, and then your email after it. Yep. That'd be great. And vote for us at Podcast Alley, podcastalley.com. Basically, go to punkyradio.com.
Yes, there's a whole load of things for you to do on there, a multitude of things.
A plethora.
Nice.
Don't be a tuppy.
Plethora. I shall smoke some tabs.
Don't be a tuppy. There's a plethora, a multitude, a plenitude of things to do at punkyradio.com. So don't be a tuppy. And if in doubt, why don't you call somebody's 4-year-old daughter a cunt? Like this fella. That's about it, Tone, I think, isn't it?
I think so.
All the bands will be on our MySpace, so make sure you visit our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. This weekend I am at the Banana at the Bedford in Ballon. That's 3 B's, and that is Friday and Saturday. I'm at a gig in Hatfield on Sunday. I'm in Chalfont St Giles on Monday.
Nice.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!
But you can't Jane Austen.
Finally remembered to say a poog, a poog.
I'm so proud.
Straight in. I feel clever.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest. Served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.